You know, we've been doing these second date updates for a long time, and we've heard a lot of ways to get a date. And I'm really excited to talk to the guy on the phone today because he got his date the old-fashioned way. Good. By poaching off of another guy's date.
What?
And that's how you really should do it. His name is Brad. Brad, what's up?
Hey, man.
Brad, how are you?
I don't even know what happened, but that's messed up. Isn't there, like, man code for not doing stuff like that?
I mean, there's a line, you know, but it's meant to be tinkered with a little bit, you know?
Oh, your email said that you met her while she was on a date with somebody else. What happened?
So I wait tables, and they came in, her and this guy, they were on a date. And it was just this tool bag who kept running to the bathroom to check his phone. And he was outside checking his phone. And I felt bad for the girl because she was just there alone.
I felt bad for her. And she was really hot. So.
Yeah, and she was super cute. So
yeah.
It was a slow day at work. And there were these animal pictures on the wall. Like, it was these zebras and cheetahs. And we started to talk about that. And she said zebras are her favorite animal. And so I was like, you want to go to the zoo sometime?
Hey.
Oh, that's
nice.
Kind of cute.
Yeah.
Was that the first time you've used it? Because it sounds like, oh, these animals on the wall. Let's talk about that so I can lead into my thing that I do every time that there's a cute girl in here.
I'm not going to lie. I thought about it before. It was like my second week there at work.
Okay. So you had the line all ready to go. You were just waiting to use it.
Yeah, it was in the gun, locked and loaded.
And I'm guessing it worked if you guys actually went on a date.
That we did.
Cool.
So we met up at the zoo. And, you know, things were going well.
Mm-hmm.
We saw her zebras. And afterwards, when we went to the monkey cages,
uh-oh.
We were watching them. And then all of a sudden, she turns to me and she's like, I don't know what's happening. And I look at her hands, and her hands are red, like crimson red.
Whoa.
And her face, it's puffing up. Like she's getting hives all over her arms.
Oh my gosh, she's having like an allergic reaction to something?
Yeah, and all of a sudden she just started throwing up. Like, there was no warning sign. Like,
oh, no. Poor thing. What That's so nightmare. Scary.
I know. It was just like click, click, boom. And then that's when it hit the fan. Like, the next thing you know, the monkeys go ballistic. I mean, they bolt to the fence.
Oh.
Just start rattling it and banging on it. And so I thought I was in like a Prison Break riot. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Monkeys were just going crazy. I mean, flipping out, screeching. I've never heard a screech like that before.
I bet that was so scary. I bet it was scary.
Oh, I was freaking out. I was freaking out too. And like, my heart was just racing. I think my heart was louder than all the screeching. I wouldn't try to get help as I'm hyperventilating and about to pass out. And the zookeeper stops me and starts questioning me because I think he thought I was hurting the animals because they were going ballistic. Like, what do we do? Do we poke them or like bit on them or something? And like, this girl I was on a date with was puking everywhere. She got somehow allergic reaction. And then, oh my gosh, it's like I'm having flashbacks. Like, so I thought I was going to get thrown out, but I finally explained it to him, and we got her taken care of, and they took us to a back room.
I feel so horrible for her. Was she, I mean, you guys went back to some room, and is she okay?
She was okay that day.
Okay.
Took us back to the room, and so I was like, I think we should, you know, take you home. But she had already called her mom, and her mom was on the way, and so it's not like I was going to kiss her or anything.
Usually when first dates end in puking, there's not a kiss at the end, and it's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, a rain check, you know.
So what did you do? You just left her in the room before her mom came, or did you wait for her mom to come?
I waited for her mom to come, and she ended up going home, and that was the last I ever saw of her.
So wait,
have you tried to get a hold of her?
Obviously, I'm going to check back up on her and just make sure she's, you know, still living. And the verdict's still out on that one because she has not responded to me.
Man, but you think that she'd at least want to check back in with you and let you know. I mean, even if she didn't want to go out with you again, mm-hmm. like, thank you for helping her. And
yeah, I was very supportive. And if anyone shouldn't, you know, call back, it should be me. I mean, it's understandable for the embarrassment part, but she almost kind of seemed like mad. Like, it's not like it was my fault. I didn't like poison the feed or something.
Huh. Yeah.
It can't be about you. It's probably just about how she was feeling.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I really liked her. Everything was going great, and she was cute. I mean, she's probably still is, you know.
Probably didn't ruin her.
Yeah, I hope not, because, I mean, I still want to go out again.
All right, cool. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Cool.
All right, man, hang on.